A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Eruvin Pei Aleph, Eruvin 81A, pagination page 161. Our topic over here is Lechem Mishnah, the two loaves of bread that we need to use for the Shabbos meals. But the way we get into this topic is by way of something called Eruv Chatzeros. Eruv Chatzeros is a law in Eruvin that even though the area is enclosed, perhaps by a city Eruv, but because everybody has their own residence, individual homes, we need to also join everybody by way of food that is owned collectively in the same container. What was commonly done in the past, years ago, generations ago, was that everybody participated by putting in a small loaf, what we would probably call a bulky, a small roll. And by putting everybody's in, they had collectively this unified status. What is very interesting, and this is what segues us into the laws of Lechem Mishnah, is that on the bottom of the previous page, one line up at the end of the line, we're told, Prusa ein ma'arvin. You're not allowed to use a slice of bread, a part of a loaf. And in effect, you can't even use a loaf that's missing a significant part. Because, by definition, where's the cutoff? What makes something a slice of bread or a loaf of bread? Something in between is no longer going to be a true loaf. And therefore, it doesn't work. And the question, of course, will be to extrapolate from this Gemara if we can figure out what the criteria would be by Lechem Mishnah as well. Same basic concept, it needs to be a full loaf. Take a look at the Gemara about 13 lines down. The first words on the line are lun bekol, and then we start, uprusa. Uprusa my time alone. Why can't you use a portion of bread, a slice of bread? Amar Rav Yossi ben Shaul, Rav Yossi ben Shaul explains, Amar Rebbe in the name of Rebbe, mishum eva, because literally the word would be hatred, because of people feeling that the other one got a better deal. Because some people are going to give a loaf, and some people are going to give a slice, and it's going to create tension. And the purpose of Eruv Chatzeros is not to have tension. The purpose of Eruv Chatzeros is to be an Eruv, a joining of everybody. And Chazal recognized that if you at least require everybody to give a full loaf, so then already there's room for creativity. Some people give a full loaf that's large and a full loaf that's small. But no one comes across being cheap that other people will look at them in a negative way. It is a fascinating insight into human behavior that there is room, echad hamarba ve'echad hamamid, for some people to give more and some people to give less. But if some people are giving incomplete, if some people are giving incomplete and some people are giving complete, that would have been a point of tension. Let's continue. Omar le Rav Acha b'rei d'Rava le Rav Ashi. Rav Acha b'rei d'Rava said to Rav Ashi, Irva kulam b'prusas ma. What happens if they have an agreement in their neighborhood? This is the way we do it. We all give slices. We all give broken loaves. Is that okay? There's no eva, there's no hatred between people. We're in agreement. Amalei, he says, it doesn't work. Shema yachzer davar l'kol kulo, lest things return in a way that would cause problems. Meaning, very nice you have an agreement now, but at some point, if the rest of the Jewish world is giving full loaves, you could just imagine some person moves into the neighborhood from somewhere else and says, oh, in the other neighborhood, it was very important we give full loaves. He starts giving full loaves and they start looking negatively about the people who aren't. He says, this is the universal rule. It has to be a full loaf if each person is actually giving and participating in that way. Now we get into our segue beginning. How does this relate to Lechem Mishnah? Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul. Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul says, Nitla heimenu kidei chalasa, if what was taken off of the loaf was the amount of challah, it's this week's parsha, when you knead a dough, you're supposed to take off a certain amount, give it to the kohen. So if that's the amount that's missing from the challah, picture the scene. You baked the loaves, you realized that you did not take challah yet, so you literally cut off a piece from the loaf. If that amount is missing, ma'arvin lo ba, you're allowed to use it for Erev Chatzeros.
It went to the Kohen.
It would have, in the original case, before we extrapolate, that piece goes to the Kohen and it makes your food edible. You tithed the food. You made it kosher. Beginning of the next line, V'hatanya. But we learned, Kidei dimo ma'arvin loba, Kidei chalosa ein ma'arvin loba. We learned that if you took off the amount of chala, you can no longer use it for an Erev Chatzeros. So we just had one statement that says the chala off is fine, and we have another statement that says chala off is too much. Lo kasha, don't let this bother you, it's not a question. Habachalas nachtom, it depends if you're taking off the amount of a baker. Habachalas balabayas, or if you're taking off the amount that a homeowner is supposed to take off. What's the difference? Ditanan, because we learned. Shir chala, the amount that you're supposed to take off of chala in the time that it was given to the Kohen. We don't follow this because it doesn't go to the Kohen anyway because we're not tahar and he wouldn't be able to eat it anyway. So we give very little. That's how it's paskened in Shulchan Aruch, because it's going to waste anyway. We're going to burn it anyway. There's no point. But in the time that it was going to the Kohen, Echon me esrim va'arba'a ha'osa isa la'atzma. You would take 1 out of 24 if you were baking it for yourself. There's a degree of generosity. 1 of 24, Mrs. Cohen should have something to do with it. Okay? V'isa l'mishta b'no, but if you're making a festive meal, echad mi'esrim v'arba, nachtom shu osa limkor bashuk, v'cheno isa sh'osa limkor bashuk, echad mi'arboim u'shmona. If a person is a baker, even a homeowner that's making to sell, then the number is 1 out of 48. Which is less, right? 1 out of 24 means one out of every 24 I give a portion. 1 out of 48 is less.
Yeah.
That means every 48 pieces I'm first giving a portion, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a difference in how much you would cut off from the challah if you were a homeowner than if you were a public baker. Public baker is less. You're doing it for business. We allow you a smaller portion, you're doing it in greater quantities, whatever the reasons are, it's a different number. Okay? What the Gemara is answering essentially here is that we whittled this down to awesome detail. If it's missing 1 out of 24, it's missing too much, and that was the case that we said, if challah's taken off, it's too much, it's no longer considered a complete loaf. But if it took off 1 out of 48... the amount of a baker, that amount of challah is missing from the loaf, it's still considered valid for Erev Chatzeros. The Gemara literally whittles it down to a contradiction which is resolved. One case is talking about a baker's challah, and one case is talking about a homeowner's challah. Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach, after, of course, lots of rabbinic literature over the ages, but he suggests, that this would still stand even today, and your amount would be that if something is missing 1 out of 48, that's the amount that the Gemara, in the laws of Erev Chatzeros, considered it a shalem, a complete loaf. And today, if you'd have a matzah, and sometimes people, you know, wonder, does it have to be perfect like an esrig? And you start looking at it, And if it's missing one out of 48, the amount that someone would have broken off had they been taking challah in the case of a baker, that's still considered a shalim. That's still considered complete. One more little piece. Amar Rav Chista said, Tafra bikisom, if you sewed it together with a splinter. What's he talking about? You take a little peg, food grade wood, and you plug it into a loaf of bread. You can't do this with a matzah.
Like a toothpick.
Like a toothpick, exactly. You stick the toothpick in pointy into the loaf, and then you stick the broken piece into that, and it looks like it's sewn up. They have this shayla by a lulav. If the lulav starts splitting it, you're allowed to glue it together. The Gemara wants to know, can you put the loaf together if it broke? You started trusting your youngest grandchild to carry Lecha Mishnah to the table, and it's a long, thin challah, and he drops it. So I'm sure your floor is totally clean, and that's not the problem. The problem is that it broke. So if you could put in enough toothpicks, figure a kisom, a toothpick, can you do it? V'atanya ein ma'arvin. We also learned that you can't do it. Two different contradictory things regarding this solution. And the Gemara resolves it. Lo kasha, don't let it bother you. Hadiyadiya tifra, if you could see the seam, then it doesn't work. Hadilo yadiya tifra. This case is that you were able to seam it up well enough that it's not noticeable. Person standing at normal eye distance can't tell that it's really a attached piece, then it would be considered a shalem and you could use it. Absolutely fascinating, starting from Erev Chatzeros, extrapolating, there's plenty of literature, plenty of room for debate, but either way, this is a major outgrowth of such a Gemara regarding Lecha Mishnah. Number one, how much could be missing? And secondly, on a broken challah, could it be reattached?
Yeshua Kalach, have a great day.